Love Osho podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. This episode is part of the new edition of the Love Osho podcast dedicated to sannyasins who did not meet Osho in the body. Today our guest is Swami Prem Tathagat. Tathagat took sannyas in 1991 and is the founder and coordinator of the Osho Center in St. Petersburg. Tathagat, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
To start, tell us how you came to know about Osho.
Ooh, this is a long story. Actually, that time I was just 16. And, you know, with all these sexual energies boiling inside and everything. And, of course, I didn't have that time any idea for spiritual growth or any spiritual path to follow. But fortunately enough, my father, he was just a normal engineer working for a state company. And it was a Soviet time. And he had access to copy machine. So he was printing different esoteric books like on yoga, on Tai Chi, Qigong. So all sorts of these books. And he never gave me any books to read. He did just one exception. And one day he gave me an Osho book. And it was a book about meditation. And the name was The Art of Inner Ecstasy. And in that particular book, Osho Dynamic Meditation was described in every detail. So I started to meditate myself, locking my room from within and started doing meditation every morning. And then in 3 or 4 days, I suddenly noticed a big change in myself. I was standing in the kitchen drinking water. And somehow I felt, my God, something shifted in me, some calmness and freshness and this sense of, inner coolness. It was, something very, very clear that I'm not the same anymore. So from that moment, I think it was, I started to move definitely in Osho's direction. And also for me, reading his book was so easy. So in the beginning, I was very much uncertain, like, why my father gave me this book? So this, is it a cult or something with a strange name? Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, that time it was that title. But, I just started to read, and after a few pages, I was totally in. I finished the book in one night. So it was an amazing feeling.
So you fell in love with Osho, you kind of resonated a lot, you started doing the meditation, you felt something was shifting inside. And then did you try to connect to other sannyasins or Osho centers? You know, how did you move forward from that moment?
That was another funny story, because I met Osho through his book in 1986, and after that I went for military service, because it was that time it was obligatory. Every man had to go to army for 2 years. So I went to army, Soviet army. Then I finished my service, and I came back to St. Petersburg, and I had nothing much to do. I didn't have any proper job or even any profession. So I started to give tennis classes, because I used to play tennis quite professionally. So, and I had very small group, maybe 7 or 8 people, I don't remember exactly. And all that time I was desperately looking for some Osho people, because you remember well, we didn't have internet or even email. So I didn't know how to reach anybody from Osho world. But, you know, this quench, this thirst was so much inside of me. So I decided, okay, what can I do? I just wait. I have a couple of books of Osho, so at least I can read them and enjoy. And interesting story happened. One of my students, let's say, one day she told me, I'm not going to, to visit, to attend yoga tennis class next weekend, because I'm going to do some spiritual group. So quite naturally I asked her which type of group it was. And she replied, oh, it's Zahira Sufi group, and her master is Osho. And then I said, okay, then next class is not going to happen because I'm going with you. So I joined the group, and it was my first Sufi group. And of course, it was such an overwhelming experience, because one thing is to just read Osho books, and completely it's different story to start practicing his meditations. And of course, you know, those 3 days was like a big shock. Yeah, at least first 2 days was I was really, you know, trying to escape, and I didn't want to go next day, but somehow I managed. And on the third day, a breakthrough really happened. I could feel a joy, such a lightness. I enjoyed so much. So it was like a great, great celebration. And and also Zahira gave me sannyas. So everything went so smoothly, so beautifully. So you can imagine, out of 5 million city, I had a group of students, 7 people, and one of them was Osho disciple. It's really a miracle. So I am absolutely sure that Osho finds his people, not we are looking for him. Of course, maybe inside of us we have this thirst, but he is always picking us up.
I love asking the story of how people came across Osho and took sannyas, because it's beautiful. You know, everyone has some kind of incredible story behind, and there are so many different ways how Osho reached to us. So you took sannyas, and that's how you kind of started your journey, and you found the people with whom you could share the meditations and the love for Osho. But now, thinking of today, you know, obviously Osho left the body, and at the moment there are so many different spiritual traditions and spiritual paths available. So how come you decided to be with Osho, who is no more physically present?
To be honest, I didn't decide. It just happened. And I once I fell in love with him, I couldn't look around and search for something better, because he's everything, you know. Whatever I need, I get it from Osho. Even though I have challenges in my life, and it's not always so beautiful, maybe. But generally, it's so much nourishing, and he supports me in whatever I'm doing. And I think, you know, I live a very, very happy life. I'm very lucky to meet him. So I don't understand, really. For me, impossible to imagine that I start jumping from master to master, and why? Why? You know, Osho, such a generous master. He created so many devices, so many techniques, so beautiful meditations. And they are created especially for a modern man. So what's more? I don't understand why people are looking for something else. Yes, he left such a great heritage. Yeah, I'm very much satisfied. I'm fully satisfied.
I know you personally, and I know that, you're definitely a very joyful type of person, and you have a very, very nice energy, you know, very contagious as well. But you mentioned that, like everyone, you had your own issues and sometimes, you know, tough moments. So how did becoming a sannyasin, how is being with Osho helping you deal with your personal issue in real life?
Oh, of course, you know, his meditations. So my favorite one is Osho dynamic meditation. And every time when I feel upset or depressed or moody, then I start doing dynamic for at least a few days in a row. And then I feel immediately relieved, and things come back and come back to normal. And again, I feel a lot of energy. I'm ready to move. And for me, it's like a medicine. Exactly. Meditation is a medicine for me. Yeah, physically I'm fine, and sometimes, you know, I have my emotions up and downs, yes, as all normal people have. But yeah, his meditations is always an answer for me.
Okay, and then the beautiful thing about you is that you also created a space for others to enjoy the Osho meditations and get the flavors of Osho. So as we mentioned in the introduction, you run an Osho Meditation Center in St. Petersburg. And to open a center in general is very difficult. There are lots of challenges in many different ways, financially, etc. But I hear that your center is doing very well. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about that and the secret of your success.
there is no secret as such. So it's another interesting story about opening the center. It happened in 2013. And before that, for a few years, I had been looking for a right location, for a right place for meditation, because we didn't have any proper place to meditate. So sometimes it was, very poor rooms in dirty conditions. So we're struggling. And sometimes, neighbors would complain and police force would come to stop the meditation. So, all these sort of things happened. And so for a few years, I was looking for the right place and I couldn't find. And then I visited Osho Miasto, and accidentally there was a group led by Vadud and Vaduda, Prasad and Lila, the new names were. And the group's title was How Not to Get Upset If You Fail in Project or Whatever Endeavor. I registered for that group and I started doing it. And of course, everybody brought up a case which they wanted to work with. And my case was opening Osho Center. So after 4 days, I did a full presentation before the group and explained everything. I want my center to be this and that. And finally, if nothing happens, I'm also happy. So that was kind of a game, not a drama at all. And then I came back to St. Petersburg, and a week later, I got a phone call, and a friend of mine called me and said, I've got a place to show to you. So we visited that place together, and immediately from the very first sight, I said, this is it. So I found the place, and then, of course, there were some financial issues, and, I had to find a partners, and then we had to start the center, and, many, many things. But somehow it all happened. Again, I think it is very much because of Osho. He found the place here, he arranged everything. And even now, after 7 years, somehow, sometimes struggling, but we're still okay. We're doing well. We've been expanding because we started with just one building and then we've grown up and we captured another building. And now we have a small hostel, we have cafe, we have a music studio. So, it's now it's like a caravan of different things happening around.
Sounds amazing. I'm so happy for you. Chetan and I, we had this vision, this dream of doing something like that in London. And we tried in different ways, but it never really materialized. Starting with the fact that it's a big commitment and financially to find the space and everything that you know perfectly well, but you did it and it's going well and it's not easy. So I'm so happy and it's great to have a center because there are so many cities where people want to meditate. They may be like you, like me. They come across Osho through a book and then the next step is where can I meditate? Where can I meet other people to share this? And then if there is not a center, then it's more difficult. Everyone that has a center, especially in cities for me, is doing a magnificent service. So tell us, how do you run the place? Is it a residential place? Do you have, daily meditation? Are the group leaders coming from abroad? Or, give us a bit of a sense of what happens there.
Okay, it's actually a mixture of everything. Of course, we have regular meditations happen every day. It's also dynamic meditation, Kundalini, and then also evening meeting. We do it not every day, but at least 2 times in a week. And on top of this, sometimes we introduce people to Nada Brahma, to Osho Mandala meditation. And also we do classes, Tantra classes, breathing classes. And time to time we organize groups, different type of groups for 3, 5, sometimes even 7. And we also do Osho meditation therapies, like every year with Vitmano, we do Osho Mystic Rose. Normally it happens in October. Yeah, and people come, people go. Some people stay permanently with us, and most of them travel from other cities. So we also have a working staff, people who come to do just a normal, regular job, clean the space. And on top of this, we have a volunteers program. So people are very welcome to participate in this program. They can come and stay with us for nearly free. We provide a place to sleep and we provide food, and they can also meditate, of course. Yeah, we have many options, actually. And we keep on introducing new options like every month, because we're trying to be creative. Also, because we're located in the very downtown, so it's a bit different from maybe other Osho centers which are a little bit far away from the city. Then there you have more like permanent, long programs happening. In our case, we do it in a playful way, let's say.
Oh, beautiful. And it sounds that your model is similar to Osho Uta in Cologne, because it's in the middle of the city rather than in the countryside.
Oh, maybe. I've never been there. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's similar also to Pune in some way. Or at least we want to be to look like them in some way, yeah.
Okay, great. So what's your vision for the center? I mean, you mentioned that you try to be very creative and you change every month, you introduce new thing, but where do you see it going?
Oh, it's an interesting question. I tried to make some plans and it never happened. It never came to reality. So whatever I planned, life always corrected me. Let's put it like this. So, what is my vision? So my vision, more and more people come to Osho. And if more and more people start meditating, then I'm absolutely sure this world is going to be better, in much better shape than it's now. And we see, and it's such a joy when you see the person. He participates in 1 month marathon of Osho Dynamic, and then you see he's completely changed. And this is such a joy. And for me, probably this is the only motivation to see people changing. So I'm pretty much satisfied and happy the way it is right now. So it doesn't mean that we don't want to do anything new. We want, of course. But I'm not trying to put a big plans ahead. So it's just we take each day as it comes, and then we try to do something. And then, yeah, we try many things, actually. So this is like one big experiment happening every day, every moment. So I don't know if I answered your question. Probably not.
You answer, of course you did, in fact, and sometimes it's true that you have plan and visions and then things go completely in a different direction, but that's part of the game of life.
Yeah, that's very much true. I'm laughing because you really caught me with your question.
Okay. So you said that more and more people come to Osho, which is very beautiful to hear, and it's a reality. I mean, his books are bestseller books in many countries. For example, in Italy, Osho is almost like as famous as a rock star, even though the comparison is horrific. But in a way, just it's very popular. Many people, if you go to most bookshops, you will find a book of Osho. How about Russia? I hear that even in Russia as well, Osho is very popular. But give us a sense of Osho in Russia today, especially considering that during the Soviet time, as you said, books were circulating illegally. And now things have changed. And also, what kind of people come to your center? Are they professional, students, young people? So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Because when we started the center, we mostly had, let's say, old sannyasins. So the average age was around 40 plus, 45 plus. or even higher. And I was a little bit disappointed because, I'm inside a very young person, even though I'm not so young physically. But then the situation has changed, and now we have most of the people who are coming to our center are youngsters, and you know, some of them 16 years old, others are 20, 25. So a lot of students are coming, and I think it's a very good sign. So the young generation really has an appeal to Osho, to his vision, to his freedom. Yeah, I'm very much happy about that.
You see more young people coming to your centers, and how do they come to know about Osho? I mean, do they come to your center because they hear about the center per se, or they are just coming for meditation in general and then they discover Osho, or they know already about Osho and they come specifically because they want to do dynamic meditation, for example?
Oh, I think thanks to internet, because now people can search easily and ask a direct question, what to do if I have depression, this and that, and that, and then they find an answer, Osho dynamic meditation. So most of the people come to do that particular practice. Then slowly they get introduced to other techniques. And also word of mouth. People have friends, and one friend tells another that I started doing such a technique, so would you like to join me? And then people come together. Or sometimes, you know, both a guy can bring a girlfriend with him. So there are different scenarios, actually. But mostly internet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then normally they come for example, doing dynamic, and then they go to work, or they join weekend programs, you know, because if you are in a city, people normally, they have to have, you know, they have their commitments, they go to work. So what happens?
Exactly, absolutely. This is, let's say, the main scenario. So people come before they work, you know, they do dynamic, and if they have time, they also have breakfast at Osho Center, and then immediately they leave to do their work. Some people, vice versa, they come after work and do Osho Kundalini meditation, and they stay for a while with us, drink a tea, hang out with their friends, and chit-chatting. So, yeah, this is the way it's happening now.
Again, I'm so happy that you're doing what you're doing, because for me, when I came across Osho, I read a book, and then the first thing is like, you know, I want to meet other people, I want to meditate, I want to try it. And I was so lucky that the Osho Center, which is the only one really existing in the whole of Rome and has been there since 1993, happened to be like 10 minutes walk from my place. So I used to spend there a lot of time, and I met all the best friends. I met them through the Osho Center. So it's not just the meditation per se and the opportunity to listen to Osho discourses or see the videos and talk to sannyasins, but it's also meeting friends, really.
Yeah, exactly. People, you know, when they come to the center, quite often they say, you have a different atmosphere here. So something is, I don't know, you can call it meditative or Buddha field. Yeah, there is something definitely. So people can relax and enjoy, and they feel they're welcome here. They can find new friends, they can read some posters and get to know about new meditations or new groups happening. So, yeah, it's like it's also a good place to socialize.
That's great. Yeah, amazing. For you personally, I guess this takes a big chunk of your day and life in general. It's a lot of work and time you have to put into it. Of course, it's very rewarding, and I'm sure you love what you're doing, because doing this kind of things, you do it out of passion and love. But do you get time for yourself to recharge, and do you go for Osho retreats somewhere away from your place?
Yes, yes. I try to go to visit every Osho International Resort, because for me, this is definitely the place number one for recharging myself. So the first time I went there in 2003, and since then, I try to visit every year. So sometimes, you know, I'm not able, but for me, it's like an ultimate rest and vacation. I go there, and once a year, yeah, I stay there normally a month, And then during the year, I can also go somewhere, travel inside Russia or visit other countries. But generally, you are right, 90% of my time I'm with the center. And it's getting a little bit easier because in the beginning, it was just myself and I didn't have a big team around. So I had to manage everything and to call to group leaders and arrange their visit and then do everything inside the center, organize meditations, a thousand and one things. And at some point, I felt I was nearly exhausted. And then I decided, okay, it's not the way to do this thing. I don't want to kill myself. Somehow people started to join, and yeah, some people come, some people go, but now we have a good team, and it's much, much easier, and it's such a fun to work together, to enjoy together, to meditate together. It also recharges very much back when you have people around, and you can rely on them, and you can have fun together. So yeah, it's very much family atmosphere.
Wonderful. And I really look forward to visiting your place. We are now at the moment in Ukraine and we were considering to pay a visit to Russia, but let's see how it goes with this situation with traveling restrictions, etc. So we are heading towards the end. I know that you are very much obviously connected with the sannyas community, with the old sannyasins. You go every year to Osho International, etc. But I'm wondering if there is, because Love Osho is becoming more and more like a platform to bridge all the Osho lovers from the past, present, and future. So is there any questions for the sannyasins who lived with Osho that perhaps you have and you had a chance to ask them?
You know, I think I already asked all the questions I had. So my main question was how it was to be with the master, because I missed that opportunity. I couldn't meet him in person. So each time when I meet an old Osho sannyasin or therapist or group leader, I would always ask him this question, how it was for you. But somehow I feel I don't miss anything, because you can read his books, you can watch his video. He's giving so much, and through his meditations, we are receiving so much. So even though he is not physically available anymore, but on the other plane, he is much more available now. This is how I feel it.
Amazing. And I think we are really on the same page on this. And it's very beautiful what you just said. So we are getting towards the end. Is there anything else you would like to add before we finish the interview?
I just want to invite you. Come to St. Petersburg, come to our city, and of course, visit our center, stay with us, meditate with us. And, we're good friends. So it's always a pleasure seeing you guys.
That's great. Absolutely. Yeah, I really hope we can make it happen, and it's going to be fun. Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
You are very much welcome.
Okay, lots of love and a big hug. I really enjoyed this chat, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Same here. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Lots of love.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveosho.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.